What up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, we are live, brother. Again, another live podcast, and I'm trying to wait for this thing to catch up on the Facebook side. But while we are actually live on our YouTube channel. We are at, where are we at, Brad?
Man, we're here in South Jersey, and man, I got an outdoor voice, so I'm going to bring the heat today, baby. You already know this. I got a quote to kick the day off. It is only when we stand up with all of our failings and sufferings and try to support others rather than withdraw into ourselves. That's when we fully live.
I like that quote, brother. Let's jump into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Man, eat some air for life, baby. What up? What it be like? What it look like? What it do? Back in here for another edition of the Bad Podcast. Again, we are live, baby, all the way live in the Jersey area, man. Super excited about that. I am still working on the live broadcast on the Facebook side, but until then, Brad, man, who just sat down, man? What's going on today?
Man, Maria, I'm gonna have you introduce yourself, and talk about, you know, what happened today, what experience you had today, and not necessarily maybe coming up short, but just the whole full package of what you experienced today. And introduce yourself, because not everybody knows you.
Yep, there we go.
The experience today was unbelievable. It was the camaraderie, the vibe, being cheered on. Had a little snafu, but we got through it.
Yeah.
I finished. I'm proud of myself. Yeah.
Well, I talk about it all the time in my lives about being proud of yourself. And it's a reality that we just don't take enough time to be proud of ourselves in the journey that we're on. And I want to talk about that cheering piece. So, you know, when you come to some of these events, the support that we get from this family is one of the primary pillars of what E2M is. Yeah. How many friends have you made, or how many, companions have you created over the last handful of months or years E2M?
Yeah, the amount of friends is, in the thousands right now. And to be able to finally put the face to the names.
Yeah.
Is amazing, and there's so many people and only one of me. Yeah. So I try, like, who are you again? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But I love it. I love being part of the fam.
Yeah.
Amazing. Had nothing but great experience.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So they didn't catch who you were. There's a people that certain people that are live right now, and this is Maria that is on. I want to let them know you didn't like properly introduce yourself. You just kind of started talking about your experience today. So how long you been in the group?
2 years. A little over 2 years.
All right. So one thing that Brad talks about all the time is just the perseverance aspect of it. And you mentioned a little bit about the snafu. Like, what kept you going? Because you kept going. What was that about?
Motivation.
Mm.
Motivation. I didn't want to let myself down. And I know you guys aren't doing the work for me, but I felt like I would let you down. You know, you guys pour so much into everything for us, mm-hmm. and the least I can do is make you proud of me.
Yeah. I had somebody tell me today, I failed over and over and over again, and here I am trying again. And I told him, I said, that's not failure. That's stumbling. You know, that's using the roadblocks of life to build you up for the next big comeback. Because so often we go through this journey of life or fitness, and we tell our things some it's or we tell ourselves things like I failed, and what that turns into, it turns into a spiral of out of controlness. And you can't have that negative mindset. You have to stay positive, and there's no rhyme or reason. It's just I have to stay positive. And you call it a snafu, you call it trial, tribulation, whatever you want to call it, but you have to continue to grind. You have to continue to take those small baby steps.
Yeah.
Until you rise and overcome whatever thing that you're trying to overcome.
Yeah, definitely.
What's a piece of advice you would give to somebody that has no idea what E2M is, or somebody that's listening today? What advice would you give them when they're experiencing these snafus?
Just keep going. You got to keep a positive mindset. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah, and you know, and honesty too. You know, there's so many times that Dwayne or myself or you, we can hide behind the curtains and say, you know, I'm doing the work. Yeah. I'm doing the work. But it comes to honesty. It comes down. It boils down to this: when the curtains are drawn, are you still holding yourself accountable? This is a me versus me. This is an I versus I. Yeah. This is a one-on-one journey.
Yeah. And the only thing I do is just try and be better than what I was yesterday. You know, one step further than yesterday. Tomorrow it'll be two steps further than 2 days ago, and just keep going. Yeah. You got to be positive, you know.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the prize.
That's right.
Both eyes. Both eyes on the prize. Hey, Maria, I'm amped to have you on as a guest. Is there anything that you want to leave the listeners with today? Anything at all? I mean, it might be a motivational message. It might be a story about yourself. It could be anything. What do you want to leave the listeners with today?
Not putting you on the spot or anything.
I'm sorry.
So not putting you on the spot or anything.
No, something I want to leave with today. Just believe in yourself.
You know, I like it.
Believe in yourself. Like, you can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And believe it. You know, it's my first 5K, the 6-year-old. You know,
let's go.
I was telling Jeff earlier that, you know, 10 years ago, I would have never pictured myself doing this. I picture myself surrounded by grandbabies and feeding them candy. I told Jeff, nope.
Yeah.
Grandmom gonna be slim. Grandmom gonna be in the running stroller. Yeah. Grandmom gonna be giving them broccoli.
I love it.
So it's a whole new mindset, whole new lifestyle. You know, I don't even want, like, for a treat meal. I don't even go for the sweet anymore. I'm going for, let me get a sweet potato.
Nice.
Or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So you gotta manifest that. And yes, it sounds like what you did.
It took a while for me to get out of my own way. You know, I have tons of great APs.
Yep.
AP Group, E2M Ghost.
What's an AP? What's an AP?
Accountability partner. Accountability partners are definitely key to it. Yep. They keep you motivated. They keep you doing what you need to do. Yep. You know, every morning, check in everybody. How's your water? How's your food? Mm-hmm. What did you do today? What are you having problems with? Yep. What can we help you with? Yep. And that's the group, and it's absolutely amazing. One of the best AP groups I ever found.
Yeah.
There's about 15 of us, and we're growing, and it's unbelievable. We're kind of like a shoot from the hip.
Hey, I like
no holds barred.
Yeah, I like
you're
it.
An adult. Oh, I'm overeating nuts. Okay, we'll get rid of them. Don't buy them.
Problem like solved.
You know, problem solved.
I love it. Thank you, Maria. This is great. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'll talk to you before I leave, all right?
All right, yeah, I'm up front with you.
Okay, very good.
Do your thing.
With my APs.
With your APs, I like it. Definitely headphones next time.
Yeah,
for sure. Because of the volume.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
Yeah.
But we're learning, y'all. Hey, man, we hope you guys are enjoying this live. We don't have a script. We literally up here. Brad is tired and hungry. I am as well. But we're here, man. We're here. We're live at, what's the name of this place?
Otts.
We're here at Otts. So if you're at Otts, if you're anywhere around, just come on, swing over to Otts and tell me where E2M. Come on, you want to sit down? Come on, sit down.
Come on.
It's open mic.
I'll give it a go.
Come on. Hello? What's
Step
going
out
on?
Of that comfort zone a little bit.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Morgan. I've been with E2M about 11 months now, I guess, coming up on my anniversary round.
Nice.
How did you feel about the energy at the meetup today?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. It was my first meetup, first 5K. So, you know, it was definitely stepping out of my comfort zone there, too.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Well, we talk about comfort zone, right?
Yep.
Some people at the race today, that was their comfort zone that they had to stretch a little bit today. The workout, that was their comfort zone that they had to stretch today. For you to get on the podcast, public speaking is the number one fear. Dying is not the number one fear. Speaking in front of a group of people is the number one fear that we have in this country.
Yeah, it's up there.
Snakes are my number one fear. I'm know about y'all, but snakes are mine. All right.
Yeah.
So let's just
number one. Yeah, I'm with you.
That snake's
for once. We're on the same. When it
I'm a fear of spiders gal myself. Oh, okay. So,
my wife can relate.
Unreasonable, yep. but I you know, still scared.
I love it. Yeah.
But you talk about that comfort zone, and that's where you see the growth. That's where you see the most growth. And the reason that I talk about this is because there are so many people that had their first 5K today. Or there's so many people that came out into the public and surrounded themselves by a bunch of strangers, right? I mean, none of us are strangers. We're all a big community. We're all a big family.
Yeah.
But talk to the people that are listening. Talk to the people that are here today. Tell them about that comfort zone and how you have to stretch your threshold of comfort to grow.
So, I mean, for me, I'd say I always thought I didn't really have time to work out, you know, in general. I'm an OBGYN, so I'm really busy. I work a lot of, like, weird, crazy hours. I have two small kids. And just even to, like, take the time to work out was one thing, comfort zone-wise. And then I've been a little better about posting lately. I've been trying, so that's been out of my comfort zone. And then I just recently started running. Today was, like, the sixth time I've run in the last 15 years.
You crushed it.
So I did it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's all about like leveling up. You know, I've been in maintenance for probably like 5 months, but I don't want to just maintain. It's like, I don't want to get bored. I want to keep doing new and fun things. And, you know, the running is my new and fun thing.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Oh, we like maintenance.
Right? No, we don't.
We talk about maintenance so often because we are on the same page twice today, which is crazy.
Oh, what
crazy,
is going crazy. On? Full moon last night.
Yeah.
Full moon, no doubt. Because we think we're on the same wavelength as far as growth goes. Like, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. There is no maintain. Like,
right.
You're getting
it's
your better. Plain and simple. You're getting better. You're getting worse. And I always like to draw an image in everybody's mind. Think of a teeter-totter. I don't know how many people are out there balancing on a teeter-totter, but it's going to teeter or it's going to totter. Like, you almost can't have that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a piece of going all in on your journey.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and having those accountability partners and having, you know, again, stepping out of this comfort zone, posting was a big one for you.
Yeah,
because when
absolutely.
You post, you ain't lying to yourself. You know, you're putting that post out for the world to see. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it has a reward. Sometimes it doesn't, but the biggest reward is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And you just got to keep on grinding.
Yeah.
So real quick, you talked about the busy schedule because this is actually going on our YouTube and our Facebook. So the busy schedule, the kids, how did E2N work for you? Like, what did you do to make it work for your schedule?
So I kind of just jumped in 11 months ago. Like, I joined on a Tuesday. The round had already started. And I was kind of like, oh, maybe I'll start it next week. And I had, like, my first accountability partner. She said, can you go to the grocery store tomorrow? Like, could you do it? Could you start sooner? And I just, like, jumped in, right?
Yes.
And then the workouts is a whole nother thing. So I used to work out in the evenings. I was an evening exerciser, but with children, life is a little too crazy, and
absolutely.
So more often than not, I would end up having an excuse not to exercise. I take 24 and 48 hour call shifts, so like you never know what's going to happen in my life. It's a little crazy, so I had to have like a kind of a heart to heart with myself, which was saying, okay, if you're going to do this, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, and so I started doing it. Now I love it because it's the only time I really get to myself.
That's actually why I started waking up early.
Yeah, it's literally the only time I get to myself, aside from when I'm by myself at the hospital in my call room. It's the only time I'm ever alone.
Yeah.
And so for that hour and a half every day, it's just me. And, you know, and it's really helped out. And then I meal prep usually Sunday or Monday. I sit down. I got this little like meal thing off Amazon, and I sit down and I do like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so like if the kids are having like spaghetti or something that I don't want to eat, I have like a separate meal for myself. But usually I make it work.
Yeah,
something like I eat the same protein as them, and then I eat extra vegetables, and they, you know, potatoes,
all the stuff
or whatever
that we tell people to do, you're doing it.
And I mean, but it doesn't take that long, you know. If I can do it,
yeah,
I feel like everybody can do it, because you know, my patients all the time, they say I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, we all are.
Everybody is busy.
Yes, everybody is busy.
And it just, you know? I mean, how many people scroll for 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day on social media, yet they can't find 45 minutes to get a workout in or 45 minutes to meal prep for the entire week?
Right. Exactly.
You choose it.
Like, yep, exactly. And I mean, people that sit down and like watch Netflix after their kids go to bed for 2 hours. I mean, that sounds great, but like, I'm tired and I want to go to bed and I'd rather like have that time in the morning, you know, but I don't really need to waste any time doing that sort of thing.
So. Well, it's easy to waste time. And it's important also, every once in a while to do some sort of time audit, you know, really take a look at where am I spending my time? Where am I wasting my time? Where am I really maxing out on my time? And when I'm maxing out on my time, maxing out on your time isn't necessarily always good. You know, it's where you spend that time. You know, are you getting some sort of value or reward for that thing, a positive reward? Because so many people will, well, I'm busy. People use that as a medallion.
They're
busy.
They do.
Somebody give me a medallion. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Busy doesn't mean efficient.
Yeah.
You got to be efficient with your time. And you have to have efficiencies in things that give you a positive return.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm very efficient. I also listen to the lives and to your all's podcast and the mental fitness. I have coaches that I listen to. I try to every day. I'm a little behind the scenes, but I do it while I get ready in the morning. So I do my workout, and then I put my little ear pod in, and I like even when I'm in the shower and like doing my makeup and stuff, I've got like you guys in my ear because it's like it helps me try to stay focused through the day.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of truth to that, D.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all the way up until I was probably 30, when I would drive from point A to point B, whether it was 10 minutes or an hour, I'd be listening to the radio. I love music. But what does music do for me in return? It might make me feel good in the moment or give me some sort of temporary high. But if I can pop on a good podcast for that 1 hour drive, I'm learning something.
Yep.
I'm gaining something from that.
Yep.
And that's how you have to look at everything that you do in your life. So often, again, I'm busy. What are you busy with? What are you busy with?
Scrolling.
What would you say? I'm distracted. Distractions everywhere. We see that. So, you know, you go back to that efficiency thing. And but I always go back to that because I wasn't a podcaster. My brother and sister, they always try to get me to podcast. I don't even know what a podcast is at that time. Now we're on our own podcast.
Yeah, man.
And you know, now I will not drive more than 10 minutes without popping in some sort of podcast to fill that brain with knowledge. Like we're fueling our bodies. Got to fuel that brain as well.
Might as well.
Mental strength. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with today? Any fun facts about you or any words of wisdom?
I mean, so I'm an OBGYN, so I'd say like probably at least once a day, maybe twice, I have people come in and they're late 30s to 50s who say, my hormones must be off. I'm tired. I have no energy. I'm like fighting with my kids, you know, whatever. I'm like, and they want me to have some sort of like fast fix. Yeah. And then they get mad at me because I tell them really what they need is to sleep well, to exercise, and to eat right.
Yeah.
And I think that's really like, it's such a game changer in the way you feel that's actually what we all need.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a hurdle to get over that.
It is.
You know, it's, I mean, sometimes we just can't get out of our own way. I don't have energy. I'm tired. I'm sluggish. You know, my skin's cranky. Not clear. Yeah, I'm cranky. Yeah. All those things. And we tell somebody, you know, a doctor, a friend, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling like myself. I'm, you know, sluggish, all those things. And the answer is right in front of everybody. It's just, it's hard. It's, you know, it's hard.
It's not what they want to hear.
They don't want to hear that.
But hopefully it's more helpful than, than just throwing something at them.
Yeah. So. Yep. Any fun facts? Any words of wisdom?
you
gave a fun fact.
No, I don't have any fun facts. I had a couple beers. And, you know, my
that's a fun fact.
Brain's a little foggy.
Hey, it's so good.
You know.
I love it. Yeah.
But, well, you know, just listen to these guys. They know what they're talking about.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Keep listening.
Thank you for your time.
You.
All right.
Hey, man, while we're waiting.
Yes.
Let's talk about that meetup. Come on.
Yeah, man.
550. So last night, Friday night, we have 550 participants signed up for that 5K. And I swear we were close to that 600 number today.
It felt like it, brother.
Boy.
It was a lot of folks, man. Yeah. We had a good time. All smiles, all the vibes.
All the, man, we saw smiles, we saw tears.
Everything.
Everything.
You know what? I got a message for Raleigh.
Hey.
Y'all gotta bring it. Y'all, the title has been reclaimed by New Jersey.
Not even reclaimed, like just blown away.
Ooh, how so? Blown how much? Away. What's the difference?
So I don't know the exact number. So there was, I believe, 417 in Raleigh a year ago, 417-ish.
Uh-huh.
So we blew away 417. We blew away 500. We went for that 550, boy. So we have over 550 in-person participants today.
Mm.
Not bad for our first ever 5K in South Jersey.
That's amazing.
Man.
Raleigh, y'all got your work cut out for you, man.
You said it, man. Raleigh, we're coming up. We got Beth coming up.
Come on up,
Beth. Everybody knows Beth. Come on. Miss
Superstar.
Energy.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Am I covered in crumbs?
No, you're good. Get close to the mic.
Yeah, close to the mic.
Yeah, like there that? You go. There you go.
Introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Beth Carol Miller Schofield. Beth Four Names.
Beth Four Names.
Beth Four Names. Jeff named me that because he swears that he remembers all my names and he knows he doesn't, so he just says Beth Four Names.
Four Names.
Mm-hmm. I know one, so I'm just gonna go with that.
Yep, that's good enough.
Beth, how long you been in E2M?
A little over 2 years. Round 14.
14.
Woo! 14.
I love it.
Yep. Never let up.
That's right. So Beth is near and dear to my heart. She's a bus driver.
That's right.
That's actually where I started my career, was bus driver management. And so we have that connection. But Beth brings the fun, the energy, the memes, the graphics, all the things. So Beth, what was the thing for you? I mean, you know, not everybody catch fire when they come to E2M. What was the thing for you to just like, this is my family, this is what I love? What was that?
Well, because it worked. I was at a point in my life, ladies will understand this, I hit menopause.
Then you call it the menopause aliens?
The menopause aliens took over my body.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do anymore. Nothing worked anymore. I started gaining weight, and where I used to know how to lose weight or to maintain weight, it didn't work anymore. And I didn't know what else it could have been. Mm. It was the menopause aliens. And I was just like, I need to find something different. And I had a couple of friends that I was watching and they were really successful. And I said, so tell me about it. And this one girl, Kathy Riggins.
So Kathy.
Tina Victor Gonzalez.
So Tina.
Tina says, oh yeah. She goes, well, you know, he comes on every night and he talks to you, the coach, and you work out every day. I said, that's it. I'm done. I said, I'm not working out every day. And I sat back and I just watched. And then I was like, you know what? I need to try this.
Yes.
And I did. And now I am working out every day.
Yeah.
And even my rest day is an active rest day.
Active rest.
Right.
Well, step further, Beth. You're a trainer.
How about you?
Right.
Get out my head, man.
I am. I watched Dwayne get his personal training certificate. And I was like, oh. We can do that?
Right.
Like just us regular folks can do that?
Right.
So I looked into it, ISSA.
Yep.
I became a personal trainer and then I went on and got my nutritionist certificate. And then the third one was a strength training certificate that came with the bundle that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but I want to do the senior fitness because I have a soft spot for senior citizens.
Right.
So I called them and I said, can I switch that out? And they're like, absolutely. Yes. So I am now certified a specialist in senior fitness.
Nice.
And I train at 2 senior fitness centers in my town twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week. And I do the seated cardio.
I love it.
Stretching cardio. And I'm working on bringing into a new circuit. I'm going to do seated kickboxing.
Oh, yeah.
I told Mandy, she's so excited.
That is awesome.
Yep, seated kickboxing. That's my new thing I'm going to try. And I love them. I just love them.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm almost 59 years old. So the senior center allows people to come 55 and older. So I'm considered a senior. Hmm. And I just like to keep them active and moving. And it's important.
It is.
Like, you don't want to get to the point where you can't get up out of your chair or worse, off the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a thing.
That's harsh, but it's reality.
Right.
It is.
It's reality.
It makes me sad and frustrated being a personal trainer, because you see people just essentially let themselves go and they just seem to slip further and further and
right.
further away. And the further that you let yourself go, the harder it is to make that comeback.
Right.
You know, and you just have to have that one moment that just everything clicks.
Right.
And how did you have that click moment? You said, no, I'm not doing that. I don't want to hear somebody talk every day. I don't want to work out every day.
Right.
How long did you wait? B, what was your click it moment? What was that aha moment for you?
I was buying clothes in bigger sizes. And I was like, I cannot do this.
Mm. You sold those clothes. No, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
They're all long gone.
Oh, they're gone. They're gone. They're in the Goodwill bin.
Yeah. Like.
And I just said, I just can't keep doing this. Something has to change.
Yeah. Yep.
And you have to change or you keep doing what you're doing.
Got to change the change, right?
I jumped in. Feet first.
Yeah.
Jumped in.
We all have those aliens, don't we?
Huh?
We all have those aliens.
I guess.
Man, we get briefed all the time with different things, and it's so, E2M is so clear and just easy. Or not easy, simple.
Mm.
Not easy.
It's not easy.
It ain't ever easy.
Absolutely not.
Especially with society, because, you know, we talk about it often, Dwayne, is when you drive down a road, what are you looking at on your left? Pizza shop. What are you looking at on your right? Burger shop. What are you looking at? It's just temptation everywhere.
Right.
It's not easy, but it's simple.
Right.
It's laid right out. The format, the playbook is right there. Follow the playbook, win.
Right.
Period.
So, Beth, one thing that you're known for also is your community. You've built quite an army of friends. I'm sure there's like family around you.
I do.
Talk about that aspect, like the impact of that. And then, like, how did that even form? Like, did you just start telling everybody, like, what happened with that?
gosh, I don't even know how it happened, but I got invited into accountability groups.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability partners brought me into their chat groups, and I just became best friends with these women.
Mm.
And like, I'm spending the entire weekend this weekend with my best friend, Tina.
Nice.
Because I live 40 minutes away. And I'm like, I'm just going to come stay with you.
Yeah. That's amazing. And that you see, you know, Jeff talks about, like, you know, nobody from Nike is like pulling, hey, man, can I spend the night tonight?
Right, no.
You know, nobody that wears Adidas, they not, E2M is different. Like, that's a whole different thing. So.
Right.
As we get ready to wrap up, but any words of encouragement, anything you want to leave with the folks?
I want to talk about modifications.
Do it. Talk about
modifications. When I started, it was in May. And modifications, like I said, I'm not doing circuits. I'm just doing kickboxing or whatever. Well, I got myself in my pool. I just have a little above ground pool. I took my weights in with me, regular weights, and I started doing the circuits in my pool. And I just, whatever I, like, I couldn't lay down, of course, in my pool. I would use my ladder. I would lean against the ladder. I still do my circuits in my pool.
Wow. The results.
And it works. Yeah. Modifications get the job done.
There you go.
So don't think just because you can't do what the coach is doing specifically that way, that you can't do something similar and get
up.
It done.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yes.
I think Mandy said something like, all or something.
Yeah.
Right.
All or something.
And modification works. That's
modifications work.
Again, plain
Absolutely.
And simple. Maybe not easy. Like, and you modify it to almost fit your level of fitness.
Exactly.
And, you know, what happens is, you know, you modify it today, but 3 months down the road, you know, you raise the bar. You might
right.
add more weight. You
right.
might start coming
right.
out of the modified boy a little bit. But
yep.
that's a piece of growth. And
yep.
just because you can't do the full 13.1 miles today doesn't mean it's not forever. You know, that's not forever.
Right.
Just means you can't do something today doesn't mean it's not.
That's
it doesn't
right.
mean it's forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep.
All right, Beth. So, anything else? You good?
E2M for life.
Hey.
I love you both.
Hey, all right. I will get that hair dye for Raleigh.
Yeah, yeah,
you just tell me what color and I'm coming.
It's always purple.
Always. Hey,
that's our favorite color.
That works out well. And we'll do a Sunday Thunder and Rally. We'll do the whole nine. I wish we could do a Sunday Thunder here tomorrow.
I know, me too.
I have different flight plans.
All right. Love you guys.
Yeah, see you. We're back. Yeah.
All right. We're right at the 30-minute mark, man.
Woo, doggy.
Yes, sir.
We'll give it another couple minutes. And if anybody else wants to join, we'll do like a last call. Last call.
Last call
on the podcast. Last call on the podcast.
Last call. Anybody.
Last call on the podcast. Last call on the podcast.
Anybody. Anybody. We got you coming? Come on.
Yes, I am. They're not like us. That's the first thing that popped into my mind when I heard that name. They're not like us. That was the first thing that popped into my mind when I heard Nike.
Are we on video?
Oh, yes,
we're on video.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the camera there, but you can talk to us. And the microphone here.
Closer, yeah.
Come on. There you go.
Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Michelle Yancey. I have been in E2M since the holiday round of 2021, and it has changed my life. Outside of exercise, outside of being healthy, Uncle Brad and Dr. Reese, when she was here, were always encouraging us to, Uncle Brad, click it, Dr. Reese, things die in the comfort zone. So I went out and applied for a new job, a promotion at my job, something I never wanted to do because I was comfortable, and I got it, and I don't feel like I would have done that if it had not been for E2M. So not only have I lost 30 pounds, and I always say this to people, any program you can lose weight on.
That's true.
You know, if you follow the program.
Yeah.
E2M shows you how to keep the weight off.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance. And maintenance is harder than losing the weight, but you show us what to do.
Yeah.
You guys are there for us. You're motivating. You're encouraging the community. It's awesome. I love it.
I love this,
man. That's it. I love it.
Growth.
That's right.
Growth. And you talk about clicking it, you know, and talking about taking those big steps in life. And a lot of it just starts from the confidence and courage that's created right here in what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you do the squat boy for a minute. I had kids in school, man. They always, Mr. Barmore, I want to bench 225 pounds. All right, go do me 25 push-ups. We'll start there. Well, I can't do that. Just start there. And a lot of times, you know, when you talk about growth, everybody wants to skip all those little steps to get to the top, but you can't skip those little steps.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go through the trial of tribulation. You got to go through those ebbs and flows. Now, you talk about click it. I hadn't heard that in a minute.
I hear it. I dream about you coaches. Like, you guys are in my dreams. I mean, it doesn't even have to be about exercise.
That's like a nightmare.
Sometimes it's like, what are you eating?
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell the viewers, what is click it? What does that even mean?
Click it means to go for it, to do it, to be consistent, to step out on what you're teaching us. It's just... I mean, it's exactly like, is that the boomstick?
It is. We're coming in hot tomorrow.
Baby. Yeah. Tomorrow?
Boomstick. Oh, yeah. Right. No, you already know.
I love it. just click it. You know, try it. Do it. It's like you said, the consistency, the building up. We want to run before we crawl.
Yeah.
You got to crawl first.
Yeah.
You got to walk.
Yeah.
And then you got to jog.
Yeah.
And then you got to run.
Yeah. So. I love the reference that you're making with the job, because when I referenced it originally, it was about finding a 5K, finding that registration button, clicking it, right? That's how I referenced it right off the beginning. And then it transitioned to this, well, why not try clicking it in real life? You know, if I see my dream woman right across the bar, I did that one time, 10, 12 years ago. That my wife now was my dream. She was my dream. And if I wouldn't have had the courage to go up to her and say, hey, how you doing? My name's Brad. I honestly would not be here probably.
Right.
All right. Cause my wife is growth. I mean, she is my, hey Brad, go click it in everything that you do. But you know, you apply it to your life in so many different ways, you know, whether it's your job or, you know, seeing your significant other or fitness, racing, you know, and that's how you hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Because if you're always running away from those moments, how will you ever know if you ever could. If you never went for that promotion, man, you'd still be comfy.
Yeah.
You'd still be comfy. Oh,
very comfortable.
No complaints.
Yeah. Coasting.
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 Cruise control.
And I think that's the thing with E2M. It's helped me step outside of my comfort zone, not just in exercise, but we can talk about exercise with the running. I was not a runner. I always said I am not a runner. I'm a runner.
Let's go.
I'm a runner. And the strength. And I mean, you guys just encourage so much. I feel bad for people that are not a part of E2M.
We do too.
I mean, I really do. I'm like, God, they just don't know what they're missing out on.
My friends, you just don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
Until you know it.
And when you start to feel it, you know, and I felt it today, man. When I was seeing everybody come through that start line, getting the high fives, my the goosebumps, the hair on the back of my neck, just the excitement and the energy and the emotion. I had people coming up to me crying after, dude, what you said today was amazing. It changed my life. Listen, I ain't out here to change lives.
But you
I'm trying to inspire one person a day. That's what we're all trying to do. And so many people, I just had this conversation the other day. So many people will say, well, I don't have the same platform as you. People don't watch me. People don't follow me. Yes, they do. Everybody has that. Everybody has some sort of stage. And when you go out there and click it with your career, you're showing somebody, you're giving somebody permission. If she can do it, maybe I can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You get that little sliver of hope.
Yeah.
That's what life is all about.
Yeah.
All about.
Good stuff.
Do you have anything you want to say to the viewers or any fun facts?
Anything you want to leave with the folks?
No. Just do it. Trust the process. Do it. Do it. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it.
Yeah,
I love it.
And bring your friends.
There you go.
And sign up for premium.
Sign up for premium.
There you go.
Work out with D.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
We'll be around. Thanks. Any questions or anything?
Any questions? Okay, we can open it up for that. Got about 50 people watching.
No, I was just talking about the comments, if we had any questions.
Oh, okay.
No, I ain't about to open up that can. Hey, last call on the podcast. Last call. We're going to wrap this baby up.
Wrap it up.
No, it was, man, today, you know, just that emotion and hearing people, you know, sometimes from this side of the screen, you just don't know the impact that you have.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't know what kind of lives you're changing. But then to hear it face to face when somebody walks up to you and say, hey, you know, because of you, I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, or because of you, I'm more positive and I'm more energetic and I'm a better mom or I'm a better dad because of your podcast. You know, that hits deep, man. And that's why we're doing this.
Absolutely.
That's why we're doing this. So first and foremost, man, proud of you. I mean, you set this whole thing up and, you know.
I think it went well.
It went well. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I don't see nobody running towards the microphone.
Last call. That's it.
Going off air.
You in?
You going to interview?
You want an interview? You want to be on the pod?
Oh, okay. Hey, no. Okay. All right. We ain't even seen you. All right, man.
He ran about as fast as he could.
He did. Back pedal was strong. Strong
back pedal. Might be a guest. All right. Let's go.
Come on, then.
Bye.
There you go.
Everybody needs
You're
a supporter,
a
my friend.
Supporter.
There you go. This is the microphone.
How you doing,
the camera.
Good. Good to see you.
All right, so introduce yourself, and how long you been in E2M?
I'm Michelle Lynn. I've been in E2M for 2 years. I joined June of 2022.
Nice. How'd you feel about the meetup today? The 5K, the meetup, the energy, everything?
It was awesome. The energy is always awesome at meetups. I've traveled for meetups, so.
Why do you travel to a meetup?
Just to get the atmosphere, get the energy, the motivation.
Yeah.
Just to be around other people and meet other E2Mers.
Yeah. Now, you talk about energy, and we talk about this all the time, the environment, who you surround yourself with. You got support number one over here.
Yeah, my husband. Yeah, over there.
The guy. But, you know, you come to these meetups, and you're surrounded by a bunch of people that are looking to raise the bar somehow, some way in their lives. But I want to back up to the beginning of your journey. How did you find us? How did you hear about E2M?
How I heard about E2M was a friend of mine that's a trainer at the gym I used to attend. I was watching her journey. I think I watched her for two rounds. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And I signed up two rounds later.
What were the hesitancies? You watched for...
The cost.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. The cost.
Yeah, it's real. That's real.
Yeah.
I'll be real.
I like real raw. We like it real raw.
Absolutely.
So, but honestly, once I joined and I saw the... 8-week payment plan, $40 a week. I was like, that's doable.
Yeah,
that's how I signed up.
Yeah, I love it. Two years in, we're still grinding.
Yep,
we're still grinding.
And thanks to E2M, I lost 95 pounds. I had to think.
I had to hit the applause on that one.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. All right, so along the journey, a lot of people will see that first picture, and then they'll see the second picture. I call it the black and the white. All right, we go from black to white. We go from point A to point Z. Nobody sees all that in between gray, right?
Correct.
All the ups and all the downs. Can you tell us how to fight through that gray, that those ups and downs?
For me, it was about my why. Like, okay. I kept my why front and center. So my dad has a lot of health issues, and he has since I was 18 years old. He's had strokes, he's had heart attacks, he's got high blood pressure, he's got, you name it, he probably has it. And I've seen him in and out of hospitals, and I was like, I don't want to be like that. My dad just turned 69 this year. He's only 20 years older than me. And I was like, I don't want to be like that. I need to be healthy for my son.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And we had some 69-year-olds running the 5K today.
Oh, yeah.
So that puts things into perspective.
Oh yeah,
because I'm gonna call my parents out. What's mom, up? Dad, if you're watching live or if you're watching the replay, I do love you guys, and you know that.
Don't get beat up.
But my parents are 65, 64, and a lot of times they don't think they can do what you're doing.
Mm.
You know, 65, 64 years old, they don't think they can. They don't think they can do it.
Yeah.
So when you talk about mindset, and if my parents were watching right now. Saying, no, I can't do what you're doing. What would you tell them?
I would tell them they could. My mom is 5 years older than my dad, so she'll be 73 in August. Every single Saturday morning, she walks Washington Lake Park. She was there at 8 a.m. this morning. I did not see her, but she was there. She meets up with her two friends and walks every single Saturday morning.
That's awesome.
It can be done, D. It can be done.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Okay. So, real quick, you know, the 2 years, all the weight, white to gray, like Brad just said, what has the community aspect been for you? You know, how has that been, and how has that affected your journey?
The community aspect is great. Like, all the people I met, I remember the first time I met Sandy, and I was so excited to meet her, and I was like, I see you all the time.
Yeah.
So it's been great. Like, I go to the community events. I go to the Thursday night meetups. Me and Eileen usually walk together.
Nice.
Any meetup there is, or any, like, E2M event in the area, I try my best to attend. So I just feel like the community is such a great community, and we all motivate and encourage each other.
It's beautiful. All right. Anything you want to leave with the folks that are watching live or watching this replay?
Just keep trying. Just keep going. Don't stop. Remember your why and know that you're worth it. You're worth every effort that you put into it.
Absolutely.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I like that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
your time. Appreciate you.
All right. That's a solid one, man.
That was a solid one, yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Last call. Last call.
Anybody?
Nobody. Hey, man, if you're watching at home, just want to say appreciate you watching. You know, we got 40. I mean, it's been hopping back and forth between 40 and 50 viewers, which is amazing.
Yep. That's that's just on the public Facebook and YouTube. That's not even in the Eager to Run group.
I like it.
We got some comments and stuff in there, too.
Oh, nice. Hey, see you guys. Be good. But for anybody that was at the meetup today, you saw what I like to call amazing. It was a festival, man. It was an extravaganza. But if you weren't there today, what I really encourage you to do is start planning for Raleigh. It's September 21st. We'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. 2 years ago, we were at the fairgrounds. That's where we're making our return to. So we'll be at those same fairgrounds that we were at 2 years ago. We anticipate a big turnout. We're really looking forward to it. And a lot of those people on the fence maybe they lost their way. How many OGs weren't there today, Dwayne, because they were nervous about some sort of judgment?
Yeah.
I'm looking you right in the face, guys. You can't be worried about judgment from others if you're not putting in the work. If you're putting in the work and you're not where you want to be, that's one thing. But a lot of times when it comes to these meetups or when it comes to going out in public or doing something hard, what we do is we lie to ourselves. I'm not going to the meetup because I didn't work hard enough. But a lot of us aren't telling ourselves that. So we got to start being honest with ourselves. I'm where I want to be because I ain't putting in the work. So when you have an opportunity to get one of these meetups, the reason I encourage you to get to one of these meetups is because they are inspiring. They are motivational. And if you've lost your way, you lost sight of what was important to you at one point, then this is an easy way to find your way back to that light.
Good stuff, man. No, that's so true. And, you know, the same folks that lost their way, lost the motivation, fell off or whatever, the meetups are the best place to get reconnected, rejuvenated, you know, feel that energy, feel that vibe to get, you know, get back focused, man. So good stuff. All right. I think we're done, B.
Yes, sir. Good stuff, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all checking out the Bag Podcast, your favorite podcast that comes on every Monday. Make sure you share with folks. Leave us a comment on YouTube. Leave us a review if you are listening on a podcast. All of those things help the algorithm so that we can get our show out to more people. And, man, till next time, man, we out of here.